I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. With the price of gold lately flirting around the $2,000 per ounce mark, I thought this might be a good time to take a look at the subject. I'd guess that for most treasure hunters, gold is the ultimate find. Now I know George Washington's hatchet or the pen Abe Lincoln used to write the Gettysburg Address would beat gold for a lot of us, but I'm talking about findable treasures. Gold rings, and especially gold coins, are at the top of most of our want lists. The price of gold was set at a flat $35 an ounce by President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, in 1934. The legal price stayed at $35 an ounce until 1971, when we abandoned the gold standard. The price of gold immediately began to climb, and it hit a peak of nearly $700 in 1980. By 1985, it was down to $300, and then it stayed at around $400 for several years. In 2003, it began a fairly steep climb, and just this summer, it hit an all-time high of just under $1,900 an ounce. What does all this mean to you, the treasure hunter who finds a gold ring? What is that ring worth now? Well, it's worth almost five times what it was just 10 years ago, that's for sure. But let's figure an actual estimated value. Most gold-class rings are 10-carat gold. That means they are 10/24ths, which reduces to 5/12ths gold content. Next, most men's class rings weigh from 12 to 22 grams, and most women's class rings weigh from 4 to 10 grams. Let's take the middle values there, 17 grams for men and 7 grams for women. And let's assume the current value of gold is $1,800 an ounce. Doing the math, it comes out to about $410 for a man's ring and about $170 for a woman's ring. And if you were lucky enough to find 14-carat rings instead of 10-carat, those values go up to about $575 for the men's and $235 for the women's. Now, turning those rings into cash is a whole nother story, and there is danger at every turn. Those folks who come to town for a few days and set up in the local shopping center to buy your gold? Forget it. The infomercial buyers and the cash for gold internet sites? Forget it. There are reports of some of those places paying as low as a penny on the dollar to poor, unsuspecting victims. Now, having told you that, I can't personally recommend where to sell your gold because I've never sold any. I've heard that some local pawn shops and coin dealers offer a fair price, but others don't. There are a few places that treasure hunters who sell their gold recommend, but since I haven't used them, I can't personally endorse them. About all I can say is, be careful when you sell your gold. Talk to other people who have sold gold. Know your value. I'll post the math formulae, on the show notes, so you can make a pretty close estimate of your gold's value. By the way, before I go, do you know the origin of the title of this episode, There's Gold in Them There Hills? Most people think it refers to the California Gold Rush at Sutter's Mill in 1849, or maybe the Alaska Gold Rush of the 1890s. But no, it actually comes from the 1828 Gold Rush in Dahlonega, Georgia. And incidentally, the first article I sold to Treasure Quest magazine was about the Dahlonega Gold Rush. Enough gold was found there that a United States Mint opened in Dahlonega in 1838, a mint that made just gold coins. It operated until Georgia left the Union in 1861. Okay, back to the story. The Georgia Gold Rush started in 1828, and after 20 years, the gold veins were running dry. When gold was discovered in California in 1848, many of the Georgia gold miners packed up to head west. And that's when a desperate Georgia gold assayer addressed the miners and, pointing to the mountains behind him, said, "Don't go to California. There's gold in them there hills." For more articles on treasure hunting and a description of my book, visit treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.